San Diego's talk radio leader, 760 KFMB presents It's Your Money and Your Life. For the next hour, Richard Muzio and Joe Vecchio will educate and inform you on matters related to your financial future, your life, and your leisure. Now, with It's Your Money and Your Life, here are Richard and Joe.
All right, good evening, everybody. My name is Joe Vecchio, your co-host, announcer, and producer, coming to you from KFMB Studios with 50,000 watts of power. We're heard not just in San Diego County, but Orange County, L.A. County, up the coast of Seattle on a good night, down to Cabo, out to the desert. And if you go on AM 760.kfmb.com, you can hear us there. And there's an app for 760 KFMB. You can hear us on your smartphone if you download that. And all these podcasts are commercial-free on iymoney.com. Now time to introduce the main man of the hour. He's a CPA extraordinaire. He's an accomplished marathon runner. He's a best-selling author and lecturer. He's a philanthropist and a family office expert advising several high-net-worth families. His name is Richard Muzio. Richard, how are you tonight?
Doing great. Had a great time limping over here to the studio.
Well, I know that it was America's Finest City Half Marathon.
No, the AFC stands for America's Fiery City because it was roasting out there.
Yes. Anyway, I know this has to be like the 35th year or something.
It was the 38th year. Our producer, Justin Hart, finished it too.
Yes. So yes, tell me how many people were, it was like a mass unit down at the finish line, right? How many hundreds of people were scattered?
It was a mess. I mean, it was just way too hot. About 1,000 people who signed up didn't finish. Half of those were probably smart and didn't start.
Really? The big race, how many entered that thing?
Well, 6,000 enter, and they had a little over 5,000 finishers.
Oh, my gosh.
But it was my best finish ever against the crowd, number 574.
Yeah, that's great. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. I took it easy down the hill so I could run hard the rest of the way.
And I know, Justin, how many marathons is that for you? It's like
I think nine or 10.
Oh, really? Okay.
It was my 75th.
Oh, my God. Got a ways to go.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Anyway, well, congratulations on that, and to everyone who did happen to finish. I know it's a long hill at the end there that people don't anticipate. So, and I just wanted to thank Jim Stieg, who gave us, who was a great guest last week, and I forgot to thank him during the show for the excellent event that actually I helped organize in September of 2009 for the 50th anniversary of the Chargers, where they had 14 showtimes for the History of the Chargers film at the Ultra Star Hazard Center. They had the Chargers band there, the Charger cheerleaders. It was like a Hollywood opening, the red carpet and the light. I mean, it was magnificent. About 3,500 people, and the big theater was filled with a lot of Charger legends, including Paul Lowe. You know who he is, Richard?
Yeah, he was a great running back. He and Keith Lincoln.
He scored the very first touchdown for the Los Angeles Chargers in 19. So he caught it in the end zone and ran back for a touchdown, the opening kickoff, which is unbelievable. But anyway, they all had all kinds of legendary people there. Hank Power, Bill Walton even showed up. It was great. So I want to thank Jim. It was really great working with him and his organization to plan that, and they had a lot of great things for the 50th anniversary. But anyway, we have with us on the line, though, a pretty important person in his own right, and he's the founder of UGG Boots. You've probably heard of them, but you may not have heard of the founder, but now you will. His name is Brian Smith. Brian, how are you?
Thanks. How are you doing?
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. So, we have you on the line because I know there's an event coming up that you're going to be speaking at where we can invite the public to. But why don't you tell us a little bit about your history? I know you're from Australia, and I don't even know how you came up with the name UGG for the boots. So maybe you could tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, nobody knows who invented that name. It's really quite funny. There's a few people in Australia claim that they did, but it's always been around Australia as a sort of a description of these boots. And when I came to America in the early 80s, I was an accountant, you know, hating accounting and looking for a business I could bring back to Australia.
Uh-huh.
I thought all the big trends were coming out of California, so I came here, and after a few months realized that, you know, oh my God, there's no sheepskin boots in America. And so I started importing some samples and going around to the various shoe stores and trying to sell them. And at that time, because I knew nobody else had ever done it in America, I registered the brand UGG, and it stuck. And that's, you know, here we are 30 years later.
You came to the U.S. for what reason? Were you surfing or having fun, or was it business?
I did. I surfed nearly every day at Malibu, but I was really looking for a business I could take back to Australia because I noticed all the trends were coming out of California, mm-hmm. like Levi jeans and mm-hmm. waterbeds and surf brands and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I thought my future was America, or it was Australia, uh-huh. but it turned out to be my future was America.
Well, you went to UCLA School of Management, right? Didn't you go there?
Yeah, I did that for a couple of semesters. Mm-hmm. Just loved it. I found I was a natural marketer, and that's really the reason the UGG brand became so big.
So the fleece-lined boots were already popular in Australia, you're saying, and then you brought the concept?
Yeah, like one in two people had a pair, and I used to wear them to high school. So I just couldn't believe that there were none in America.
Well, gosh,
I thought I'd be an instant.
I think they'd be great
millionaire, but you know how long that takes.
They'd be great in Minnesota. You must have sold them in a lot of cold weather states too, right?
Well, believe it or not, they wouldn't accept them because they have rubber and, you know, sorrels and mud and slush. And the shoe stores in California wouldn't buy them because they thought we were crazy selling sheepskin. But mm-hmm. all the surfers in California who had been down to Australia, you know, on their surf trips, mm-hmm. they all bought three or four pairs of these boots back for their buddies. So within the surfing market, they were really well known. And so we, by default, we had to start selling, you know, the whole business started out of the surf market.
Fantastic. Well, then you sold the company for several million, and then you became an author and a motivational speaker. So, what was your impetus for that, or inspiration to do that?
Well, all the way through the business, you know, I developed several themes because it was so, like, building a business is like having kids, and so I came up with this theme that you can't give birth to adults. And every movement or every business starts out with conception, and, you know, you think about it, and then some action is taken, which is the birth. Mm-hmm. And for me, the birth was buying samples, you know. But then it goes into this horrible infancy, and that's when you think the business is never going to work because you keep feeding it, and there's no amount of shaking the cradle that can't get up and go to college.
Mm-hmm.
So then it'll hit the toddling stage and the youth, and it grows that way.
Hmm.
And so because I had this theme in my mind, I thought, you know, there's so many entrepreneurs go into business and they hit this infancy and they all think they're failing, but it's a very, very valid and necessary part of the business growth. And so the book was designed to help entrepreneurs mm-hmm. in every level of their business, you know, whether they're starting out or they're 1 million or 3 or 5 million. You know, I've developed a whole series of stories based upon all the, you know, the mistakes and everything I made at UGG,
mm-hmm.
and it turned out to be a sort of a blueprint for running a business for entrepreneurs.
Outstanding. I know you're speaking in town next Thursday, and anyone can go. I know there's a ticket price involved, but it's out in Coronado, one of those beautiful homes that is for sale, the Coronado Caves, for several million dollars. So it's in a beautiful setting with great food, some great drinks, alcoholic and non-alcoholic. And let's see, it's lifeloungesd.com if people want more information, right? I believe that's
Cross-Generation Leadership Group.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be fantastic. They're going to have, you know, Ferraris for test driving and a 90-foot yacht pulled up at the dock out front. It's going to be a spectacular evening, and anybody's welcome.
Yeah.
And I'll be giving a keynote there, which is based on the book. It's about a 45-minute mm-hmm. keynote, and it's going to be a really, really good time.
Great. Yeah, our friend of the show, Tim Owens, runs Life Lounge. So
right.
LifeLoungeSD.com.
Right. He's organizing the whole thing, so it should be great. So it's Birth of the Brand, and what's the subtitle? 4,000, is that it? Is there a subtitle here?
No, the subtitle is Launching Your Entrepreneurial Passion and Soul.
There
and
we
if
go.
You can't make it down, you know, on Thursday where I'll have books,
mm-hmm.
You can go on Amazon.com, and it's the Birth of a Brand.
There you
and,
go.
If you're in business, it's a phenomenal book to help you out.
Well, it's always great to get stories from successful entrepreneurs because you're revealing some of the mistakes you made, and you know if you had to do things over. So it's always good to learn from others you know, who are willing to share their experience, right?
Yeah.
So that's important to know.
That's the best part of a good book, yeah.
Now, you're a San Diego County resident, correct? Do you live here most of the year?
I've been here 30, 36 years, yeah.
Wow. You're up in North County, right?
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Do you still serve?
I started the business in Ocean Beach and then Pacific Beach, and now it's North County.
Okay. Do you still surf, Brian, or not?
I still go surfing, yeah.
Where's your favorite spot?
Well, wherever. Right now it's Cardiff, but uh-huh. It used to be up anywhere from Terramar down to Del Mar is my turf. So it just depends where the waves are good.
I live across the street from Beacons in Leucadia, so I'm spoiled.
Outstanding.
Oh, cool. I used to surf there tons. Yeah, that's a great spot.
Anyway, Brian, thanks for being our guest. LifeLoungeSD.com if you want to meet and see Brian and hear him speak on Thursday night. And we'll be right back with the rest of the show, so hang on.